Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Tomorrow, Sunday, March 10th, we will reach the new moon in Pisces. This is a new moon in late Pisces at a time when a number of planets are gathered in Aquarius and Pisces, moving toward that end of the zodiac horizon, poised to enter into Aries. In the coming weeks, we will reach the sun at zero Aries and the vernal equinox, a time that historically was the beginning of the new year, as it is the beginning of the zodiacal year. So it is a transition time, a time when old, what has been, what we understand, what we think we know, is dissolving, is fading. But not to go away, not to disappear entirely, but more to lose its current form so that it can be reformed, reborn, renewed in Aries. So let's dive in and see what this new moon is going to bring. Early on Sunday, the new moon in Pisces arrives. This is a mystical, flowing, mysterious new moon. We'll all feel its presence, and yet its impact will vary depending on our birth charts and our situations. The sun and moon will be exact at 20 degrees, 16 minutes, Pisces. In this final decan, we're aware of endings, with new beginnings ahead. At the end of Pisces, we sense the completion of a cycle, a complete trip through the zodiac. anything and everything can be in the process of dissolving. Boundaries blur. Our perceptions become attuned to what is unseen but felt. We're less concerned with outer appearance. We focus more on what is within, what we know at a soul level. If your chart and personality tend toward the concrete, the physical, and the stable, this new moon could feel disorienting and unpleasant. It might feel like being lightheaded or even dizzy. If this happens for you, imagine you're watching a film, an experimental one that doesn't have a typical plot structure. Let go of expectations, gather impressions instead. If you have a chart filled with Pisces or other signatures of the mystical and unbounded, the challenge may be to avoid getting lost. Dreams are wonderful things, but not all of them are pleasant. Even if we love dreams and visions, we can become disoriented and lose our way. Again, it can be helpful to let go of fixed expectations and be open to new experience. Time itself will be slightly off tomorrow morning. In the U.S., we will spring forward into daylight savings time. Most of the rest of the world will stay with winter time for a few more weeks. So while time itself will be flowing in serpentine, watery, Piscean ways, our clocks may also need to be adjusted. Jupiter, ancient ruler of Pisces, brings an optimistic and philosophical perspective that can help us navigate well. This new moon is widely conjunct Neptune at 2705 Pisces. Neptune has a very Piscean vibe and is the modern ruler of this sign of mutable water, adding significantly to the dreamlike quality of this time. Note that the moon will be carrying light from the sun to Neptune. About 9 hours after the new moon is exact, the moon will conjunct Neptune, still within the new moon phase. I'm imagining the moon delivering a reminder that the annual Sun-Neptune Kazemi will be happening soon. The sun and Neptune will be conjunct on March 17th during the first quarter phase. The moon carries an invitation to meet in the throne room of the sun. Mercury will have an important shift tonight as they make their evening rise, visible in the sky once more after being hidden under the sun's beams. Around the same time, Mercury enters Aries, the first of the fast-moving personal planets to do so. As Mercury moves from Pisces to Aries, we expect our minds to wake up. We're ready to act, move, make decisions, speak our mind. Since visibility brings power, a newly visible Mercury will have more impact. We'll want to go public with those thoughts and opinions. What we communicate will have more impact. At zero Aries, Mercury sextiles Pluto. Pluto carries great power and shares that with Mercury, giving our expressions even greater influence. Pluto may also direct Mercury to consider deep things. Pluto rules the literal depths of our world and also psychological, spiritual, and mystical depths. Perhaps Mercury will want to dive deep, using their new bursts of energy and speed to explore hidden things, mysterious things. It's possible the Mercury-Pluto sextile might lead to secrets being revealed. Perhaps we reflect on our own inner lives, and a new perception or understanding emerges. Or we might see secrets revealed in the news relative to world events. Of course, the Mercury-Pluto sextile, combined with the Pisces new moon, lends itself to conspiracy theories, misinformation, confusion, and misunderstanding. Pisces does not favor clear, fact-based, data-driven thought. If you've been swimming in seas of uncertainty and confusion, you will welcome Mercury's arrival in Aries. Just keep in mind that during the new moon, Piscean mists will be everywhere. The Mars-Uranus square, exact today as I record this, will still be in effect at the new moon. This is a challenging and explosive combination. Mars and Uranus both favor action and speed. In fixed signs, Mars in Aquarius, Uranus in Taurus, neither is interested in compromise. Combining Mars-Uranus with the Piscean energy likewise creates opportunities for confusion, misunderstanding, and misinformation. Be wary of news stories that claim to offer behind-the-scenes information about new events. It will be safer to allow time for the truth to emerge. We can also keep the Piscean weather in mind if we find ourselves in Mars-Uranus conflicts during the next few days. We do want to avoid danger and de-escalate anything that becomes heated or angry. We can check our own tendencies to leap to wild conclusions. We can be generous with others if they become heated or make accusations we think are unfounded. The presence of the Mars-Uranus square and the Mercury-Pluto sextile with the new moon may create a disconnect between real-world events and our capacity to understand. A good move in such situations is to wait, stay calm, and avoid jumping to conclusions. The best of this Pisces new moon will be creative inspiration, spiritual and mystical insights, and opportunities to dream well. Do plan to record dreams you have tonight or over the next several nights. Allow time as you can for creative journaling or other ways of exploring emerging ideas and insights. We are in a time of many transitions. Our next two lunations, the full moon to come, and the next new moon, will be eclipses. We can navigate the next weeks best if we're flexible, creative, and open-minded, while extending grace to others. We'll have the chance to gaze across far horizons of space and time, events and perceptions, thoughts, feelings, and action. Gather all the impressions you can and express them creatively. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Kind of looking forward to this Piscean time we are already in that will reach a culmination of a kind with the new moon tomorrow morning. I do love mystical, dreamlike thought. And I also value facts, data, and clear understanding. So, with all the rest of you, I will be doing my best to navigate my best course through both. As always, thank you for listening.